Title: California Supreme Court Incommodes Wireless Access to Rights of Way. Content: Background. Amidst the ongoing power struggle between communications service providers striving for unfettered access to rights of way to place their facilities, and municipalities working to protect their authority over such rights of way, local governments retained a measure of control over the deployment of wireless equipment in their rights of way when the California Supreme Court held that municipalities may consider aesthetics when granting wireless installation permits. T-Mobile, along with other wireless service providers such as NextG Networks and XNet Systems, challenged a San Francisco ordinance conditioning access to public rights-of-way on aesthetic considerations. In particular, the city's Ordinance No. 12-11 regulated the construction, installation, and maintenance of wireless equipment in order to prevent the placement of equipment in a manner that would diminish the city's beauty, and required heightened aesthetic review in certain areas. The companies argued that the ordinance was preempted by the state's telecommunications franchising statute, California Public Utilities Code Section 7901, which grants telecommunications companies the right to deploy equipment along public rights-of-way in California as long as they do not incommode public use. The companies maintained that the term incommode referred only to the obstruction of travel, and thus did not permit local aesthetics-based regulation. They also argued that the ordinance violated the non-discrimination prohibitions of California Public Utilities Code Section 7901.1, which requires local governments to exercise their time, place, and manner regulation of road access on all entities in an equivalent manner. In particular, they asserted that the ordinance violated the non-discrimination requirements by applying the aesthetic requirements only to wireless providers, and not to other telecommunications companies accessing the rights of way. Preemption. The California Supreme Court upheld the ordinance, first ruling it was not preempted by Section 7901. In doing so, the court made clear that the state franchising requirements of Section 7901 and the local police powers held by the city could work in harmony. The court reasoned that while that Section 7901 prohibits localities from requiring communications providers to obtain a local franchise, which would grant service providers the authority to offer service in a local jurisdiction, the court ruled that the city nonetheless retained local police power to regulate appropriate land use, including the establishment of aesthetic conditions for such land use. This authority did not amount to the power to require a local franchise, but rather constituted the power to require a permit. While denial of a prohibited local franchise would completely bar wireless operations within a city, denial of a valid permit would simply prevent construction of lines in the proposed manner at the proposed location. The court also noted that the Public Utilities Commission, the state's primary regulatory authority over utilities, has a default policy of deference to municipalities in matters concerning the design and location of wireless facilities unless local decisions clearly contradict the Commission's statewide goals, such as the widespread deployment of high-quality and reliable service across the state. With respect to whether the ordinance's use of the term incommode encompassed aesthetic conditions, the court stated instead that the more relevant question was whether Section 7901 was intended to divest the city of its inherent power to regulate land use. The court ruled there was no indication that the state intended Section 7901 to do so, and that without a clear indication of preemptive intent, a state statute would not deprive local governments of power in areas over which they have traditionally exercised control, such as the power of controlling location and manner of installation. Nevertheless, the court found the term incommode to have a much broader meaning akin to disturb or give inconvenience to, and not merely referring to the obstruction of travel. Thus, the city's use of the ordinance to regulate aesthetics was appropriate under Section 7901. Non-discrimination. The court also ruled that the ordinance did not violate Section 7901.1's non-discrimination requirements. In doing so,